I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Carrie Meyer, superintendent of the Ishpeming School District, to find out what's happening at the Ishpeming schools. Here's more with Carrie Meyer.
We finished up first semester last week on Friday and finished up our exam. So I'd like to congratulate our Ishpeming students and staff. Between their academics and participating in various extracurricular activities and athletics, everyone has worked extremely hard. So on behalf of the Ishpeming Public School District Board of Education Administration, we want to express how proud we are of our students' success. The tradition of excellence continues. Keep up the hard work as we move into our second semester. And then we also want to welcome our new students. We are excited to have and are confident that you will have an excellent educational experience in Ishpeming. And we want to welcome you to the Hematite family.
Now, with all of these programs going on, there also is an opportunity and with things like National Honor Society that are getting some recognition for some of the students and whatnot. What's the latest with that?
Oh, I'd love to tell you a little bit about our National Honor Society at Ishpeming High School. It's actually the 16th chapter to be formed in our country, as we were granted our chapter on November 1st of 1922.
Jeez.
And yeah, this was just brought to light just recently at one of our Board of Education meetings where we had a conversation. Our students actually came and presented. What National Honor Society is, it is a recognition of students who reflect outstanding accomplishments in the area of academics, character, leadership, and service.
I had no idea that there was that kind of history with it. I mean, we hear about National Honor Societies in the local schools, but you said 1922. That's mighty impressive.
I know, 16th chapter in our country to be formed. So I guess we're really proud of that. We currently have 15 students who are members of our NHS. They take this responsibility very seriously, especially the fact that they have to serve 120 volunteer service hours.
Well, it's certainly some good information out of the Ishpeming schools. What else do you have on the docket there that's going on that you want to make sure people know about?
Well, I want to mention that it is also Board of Education Recognition Month. So I want to give a great big thank you for the following board members for their dedicated service to our district. We have Bob Nato, President, Tricia Seelan, Vice President, Todd Kaupinen, Secretary, Paul Olson, Treasurer, Gino Mino, Trustee, Paul Healy, Trustee, and Tina Rombach, Trustee.
Busy times right now, actually, in the district. The grading times are over, made it through the semester, but celebration of all things winter going on right now. What's happening?
Yeah, this was a great time to start out a new semester by celebrating Winter Carnival Week at the high school. And our administration and teachers really stepped it up this year with a lot of learning about healthy living, survival skills, and being exposed to several outdoor winter activities that will get our students moving and enjoying what the area has to offer.
What are some of the things you got going on with it?
Well, in the mornings, we have presentations from institutions like Finlandia, NMU Planetarium, YMCA to teach yoga and Zumba, NMU's graduate students teaching outdoor survival skills, and the Marquette Historical Museum, cooking classes, and even a retired teacher coming back doing knitting skills. So a lot of educational fun activities.
I was going to say, that's actually putting education in a kind of a fun context with it for the students.
Absolutely. And then we try to shift into the afternoon by actually getting them active. They're participating in physical activities throughout the area, such as ice skating, downhill skiing, snowboarding, tubing, snowshoeing, broomball, snowshoe softball. And then we're finishing the day by having them work on their ice sculptures, kind of like what Michigan Tech does.
Wow, that's actually pretty active. That's a lot of different stuff. I mean, you do it from an angle like that. You teach them, and then they can have some fun, too.
Oh, it's been an exciting week for them. They're having fun with it. There are students all over the place at their different areas with their teachers.
Now, before we let you go this morning, I know there's one other thing that you want to mention that has to do with some of the students and shifting a little bit of a focus on an annual trip or a trip that they like to take on a regular basis. Tell me what that latest is with that.
Okay, our eighth grade staff and parents are currently planning an eighth grade end of the year trip, but like you said, a different focus in mind. Two of our teachers proposed the idea of changing the trip to fit the American History and Language Arts curriculum by the kids experiencing firsthand a trip to Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Everyone's excited for the opportunity, so parents and students are now organizing a great deal of fundraising for the kids for their trip to D.C. And I guess what I wanted to let everybody know, if they want to find out more about the trip or to how to financially help support the trip, you can visit our district Facebook page.
And this is the trip that usually the eighth graders went to Chicago or something, right?
Yes, they went down to Chicago, went to Great America. Mm-hmm. And we just thought that there should be more of an educational tone to the trip. So we a couple teachers proposed this. We were all in favor, and they're going to be visiting a lot of historical places through Washington, D.C. And it will be a great educational experience for our students.
You mentioned the Facebook page. Is that the best way to find out the latest with what's going on at the district?
Absolutely. Visiting our Facebook page, we try to keep that up to date, posting what's going on and important announcements that need to be made.
And also you can get a hold of you at the office or through the regular website as well.
Absolutely.
That's the comments of Carrie Meyer, superintendent of the Ishpeming Public Schools. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.